This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Moderate to brisk polling is being reported in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections today. 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir are being covered in this phase. These include 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for the Betul SD parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, the polling has ended in northeastern states and left-wing extremism-affected areas. Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate is being sealed in the EVMs today include Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar, Tejasvi Surya, Hema Malini, Arun Govil and Om Birla from BJP, Rahul Gandhi, Shashi Tharoor, D.K. Suresh from Congress and former Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy of JDS. Over 16 lakh polling officials have been deployed across 1,67,000 polling stations. Nearly 16 crore voters are eligible to exercise their franchise in the second phase. Here is the voter turnout till 3 p.m. In Kerala, it was recorded at nearly 52%, Karnataka nearly 51%, over 50% in Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh over 44%, Maharashtra over 43%, Madhya Pradesh over 46%, Assam over 60%, Bihar over 44%, West Bengal nearly 61%, nearly 64% in Chhattisgarh, Manipur and Tripura nearly 69%, Jammu and Kashmir nearly 58%. Campaigning for the remaining phases of general elections has gained momentum, with senior leaders of major political parties canvassing to garner votes in support of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public rally at Malda in West Bengal. He said appeasement is the common thing between the TMC and the Congress, for which they can do anything and everything. Addressing a public meeting in Araria parliamentary constituency in Bihar, Mr. Modi said, "This election is to make India strategically and economically developed." Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will participate in two public meetings at Ghatal and Chargram parliamentary constituencies today. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a rally in Etah district. On the other hand, Congress leaders Jeetu Patwari, Vivek Tanka and Arun Yadav will campaign in Burhanpur today. The filing of nominations has begun for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election with the issuance of notification today. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in the fifth phase. The Supreme Court has rejected the pleas seeking 100% cross-verification of electronic voting machines EVM data with voter verifiable paper audit trail VVPAT records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta today. Justice Khanna said the prayers for reverting back to ballot paper voting, complete EVM VVPAT verification and giving VVPAT slips to voters have been rejected. Defence Secretary Giridhar Armani has emphasised the need to adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms for prosperity and development of the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation, SCO, member states. Mr. Armani said this while participating in the SCO Defence Minister's meeting in Astana, Kazakhstan. During the meeting, he reiterated India's steadfast commitment towards maintaining peace, stability and security in SCO region. In IPL cricket today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 35 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad yesterday, chasing the target of 207 runs. Sunrisers Hyderabad could score only 171 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.